Shining Bird with Hell of a Lot. Now, Shining Bird are part of a fantastic festival entering its 38th year this year. It's the Newtown Festival, chock-a-block full of music, art, food, friends and fun. Always an event not to be missed. 2SER very proud to partner with the festival again this year. Now, we're talking to Gil Minervini, who is the festival director, and she's going to talk us through some of the differences at the Newtown Festival this year. Good morning, Gil.
Good morning. How are you?
Really well. Thanks for joining us on 2SER.
My pleasure. Thanks for all your support.
Oh, of course. 2SER, really happy to be a part of the Newtown Festival. It's such a great day every year. And of course, it's one of those times when the weather warms up, you know, everyone gets out and about and there's music, there's art, there's food. What can we expect at Newtown Festival this year?
Well, it's funny you should say that because somebody said to me yesterday, I always feel like summer's beginning when I go to the Newtown Festival, and it has got that sort of feel to it.
But yeah.
My first year as director this year, so I've been to the festival many times, but not obviously as the director. So we've had the opportunity, as you do when you're new at something, to kind of take a look at what's working, take a look at, you know, what we can improve and see where we can, you know, baby steps, make a few changes this year to make it a kind of more enjoyable experience. So I guess the number one thing that people kept saying to me about the festival is it's too crowded, and we know that.
Yeah.
And so, as I said, baby steps this year. We've got two new chill-out areas, Federation Road and part of Lennox Street. So they're the two sort of north and south roads of the boundaries of the park. So we're putting tables and chairs in those areas, a bit of a chance to relax and get out of the crowd,
okay.
You know, have a beer and get ready for the next band. So it won't take away all the problems of crowding, but it'll certainly help. And we've also kind of reconfigured the site a little bit. So if your favourite stall isn't where it always has been, it will be there. It's just going to be in a different spot, perhaps. So, you know, a voyage of discovery, we think.
Well, that's
it. We've
done
that to try and make it a bit more comfortable, make the crowd flow work a little bit better. So, yeah, you know, we're experimenting with a few things and in terms of, you know, just making the site a little bit more, less squeezy, I should say.
Well, it is a very popular day, of course, and yeah, it always lines up to get in. And I think everyone's pretty patient, and obviously you realise once you get in, you know, you just take your time. There's no rush to get around the place. But yeah, it is a very, very popular event, and there's always so much to do, and that's the great thing about the festival.
Yeah, and just in saying that, you know, this year we've got four stages, and you know, the big main stage, we've got the Heartbeat stage, which is sort of more emerging artist stage. We've got the little Latouche stage doing everything from gypsy to cowdy music to sort of everything in between. And a new stage sort of over on the Lennox side that's for kids in the morning but morphs into sort of like a world music stage. So if you don't want to get into, you know, the big sort of Federation stage moments towards the end of the day, there's something a little bit more chilled on the other side of the park. Again, just trying to, I guess, spread the crowd out a little bit more, offer a bit more diversity in music and, you know, keep some of the families and some of the, I guess, older crowds there a little bit longer.
Yeah, yeah. And it's a great mixture of music, as you're saying. So there's not only the Young Heart stage, which has got a lot of, sort of, there's a few school bands in there as well, but there's a band in there called the Lazy Eyes, who are, I've seen a couple of times. They're really great young kids, really, really
worth watching.
Yeah,
brilliant, aren't they?
Yeah, yeah. And then over on the Heartbeat stage, which is sort of on the left as he's sort of walking around, it used to be on top of like a container or something. I'm not sure if it is this year. But Shining Bird.
Shining Bird, who you just played.
Yeah, headlining there. And Fortunes and Australia are playing. And Mossy, what a great lineup. And that's just the Heartbeat stage.
Yeah, a lot of people have said, you know, I don't want to, you know, preempt anything. But a lot of people have said that they think it's, you know, the most diverse, best lineup for a few years, and that's what we really tried to do. I've been working with some great people, Nathan Farrelly and Christy Pinder, and people that have programmed things like Sydney Festival, Artist Bar, and Perth Festival and stuff. So we've really tried to reach out and capture, I guess, all of the eclectic, diverse, you know, popular sort of musical genres that we can and string them together so they all make sense.
yeah, very good.
Yeah, we're pretty pleased with it. It's over 40 bands, so it's the biggest music program ever for the Newtown Festival.
Huge. Now, of course, for dog lovers, there is a dog show as well. can you tell us about that?
Yeah, well, it's funny because I'm in Sydney Park right now walking my dog, and, and I was walking her a few months back when it was announced that I got this gig, and somebody came up to me in the park who I didn't know and said, if you get rid of the dog show, you'll get death threats. So the dog show is very much a part of the Newtown Festival, run by Sassy Treats, who have been running it for years, and kicks off at 9 o'clock with registrations and then 9:30 to 10:30 in front of the main stage. It is one of the most fun parts of the festival. So we haven't touched it. it is what it is, and there'll be lots of great moments there, I'm sure.
Excellent. Oh, fantastic. And of course, this whole day, and it's by donation when you go in the gate, and the money raised goes towards the Newtown Neighbourhood Centre, who do very important work to support people at risk of homelessness in the Inner West and protect that Newtown vibe. It's such a great organisation.
It is, and I think, you know, certainly, again, being new, one of the things that I think, well, I didn't know, I'm ashamed a bit to say, and I think a lot of people don't know, that every cent that you drop in that bucket, or we've got PayPass at all the gates this year to make it a bit easier for people, but every single cent goes to the First Response Program, which is about people who are at risk of homelessness. So the money, you know, actually funds a position to help people who are, you know, in the first response to getting a roof over their head if, you know, for whatever circumstance they find themselves homeless. So it's a really significant cause, and we're hoping to break all records and make as much money as we can. And the great thing is we're doing it creatively, and that's what Newtown's all about.
That's it. And it's such a great vibe, such great people there. And all the performers are donating their time and lots of volunteers involved as well. So
I just want to put in a little plug for the Better Red Than Dead, the writers' tent. They all donate, all those writers donate their time too. And, you know, that program that's on Sunday is like a mini version of Sydney Writers Festival. It's an awesome program. So, you know, we call it the Thinker's Corner over there with the writers' tent on the Lennox Street side of the park with the Echo Village. And, you know, so there's something kind of, you know, everyone always says this, but there really is something for everyone. And also the Newtown locals who are about 20 local restaurants. We're talking about Stambouli, Mary's, Bloodwood, Hart's Yard, all the brilliant ones. They're all banding together and doing a special food menu for the festival, nothing over $10. So they've got their own little corner on Church and Australia Street in the park. So you can hang out there with them, eat some of Newtown's best food, listen to music. You know, it's all there.
It's an amazing day.
You can ask for anything more.
You can ask for any more. It's going to be fantastic. Looking forward to it very much. And 2SER is very proud to be a part of it as well. So thank you so much, Gil, for organising the festival and for chatting to us on 2SER this morning.
My absolute pleasure. And thanks again to 2SER. We couldn't do it without you. Really appreciate it.